Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Muallim addressed a press conference in Damascus at a time the West is threatening Syria with military strike. The minister said such a strike would primarily serve Israeli interests and al-Qaeda-linked al-Nusra Front. The minister said his U.S. counterpart asked him during a phone call to allow the United Nations chemical experts team to directly visit eastern al-Ghouta.
I told the U.S. foreign minister that work will be carried out in accordance to Syria's national interest. And then the phone call ended cordially. Now I'm saying to John Kerry that we are not the one blocking the work of the experts, and the guarantees given to you by armed groups are not solid.
The minister reiterated that the Syrian government fully cooperates with the United Nations chemical experts team and is committed to their security in the areas controlled by government forces. He said allegations of Damascus' use of chemical weapons are just pretext to strike Syria.
If countries accusing the Syrian armed forces of using chemical weapons have proof of such a use, I dare them to present such evidence in front of their public opinion. I challenge them.
Al-Muallim insisted that the Syrian armed forces will continue their operations in eastern Al-Ghouta, pointing out that they aim to block armed groups from invading Damascus and protect the residents of the city from the mortars falling on them. According to the foreign minister, the United Nations experts were not able to enter the second area in Damascus suburbs because of fighting among various armed groups. The UN said the team postponed the visit for security reasons. On Monday, the experts were escorted by Syrian government forces to Al-Mu'addamiyah area when their vehicle was shot near the line separating them with militant-controlled soil. The United Nations and the Syrian government had reached an agreement for allowing the experts to visit four new areas in eastern Al-Ghouta near Damascus. With Western countries threatening to overstep the United Nations mandate and launch a military strike against Syria, the country seems to be witnessing decisive times. Nevertheless, the government made it clear that it is capable of confronting any attack, promising countries who would strike with many surprises. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.